Few of us are strangers to anxiety. It's often said it's the most common form of mental illness that therapists and doctors encounter. Culturally, it seems we are a nervous wreck, and no one is immune to it. For some, it is situational and temporary. But for others of us, well, it can be a lifetime battle. Medication can manage the symptoms, and therapy can help get at the root cause. But have you ever considered the advantage of being anxious? Well, the theme of this guided audio meditation from Philippians chapter 4 is shifting your focus to see the spiritual benefits of anxiety. Scripture often speaks to the topic of anxiety, the cause, the effect, and the witness. I pray you will come to see your anxiety as a reminder to live an authentic Christian life, to see anxious, troubling thoughts as opportunities to transfer your stress to God and place your concern where it belongs, on the things of heaven. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of transparent reflection for a moment. Allow your breathing to begin to settle and your eyes to move from open through a soft gaze and now to closed. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time. You just start to become aware of your anxieties transferring over into the calming presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Proverbs chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, recenter my anxious thoughts towards you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but Heavenly Father, let me recenter my anxious thoughts towards you. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience. And Heavenly Father, help me recenter my anxious thoughts towards you. Turn entirely away from evil. And Heavenly Father, instead let me recenter my anxious thoughts towards you. Spend another moment now in self-reflection and become aware of the arms of God opening wide to receive your worries and cares. Note God transitioning your anxieties from the things of this world into the things that He is concerned about. Continue on now for a moment longer to scan your body from head to toe. Are you anxious about anything? What are you most anxious about? Well, for a moment, face it, name it, and whisper it to God. Note the anxiety, but don't linger there. See it and then allow it to pass by and up and away without any effort, as your focus stays centered on the things of heaven. Your mind may wander, but don't judge yourself for that. Anxious thoughts may still arise. That's to be expected. But give them no power. As they come, transfer each to God and center back on His peace. I acknowledge this is difficult to practice, but when your mind is centered on what God is concerned about, your anxieties dissipate, and God brings peace. Continue on and whisper, "Heavenly Father, recenter my anxious thoughts towards you." Allow the word transfer to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Each inhale brings peace. Each slow exhale releases anxiety. Try this for a moment with your eyes still closed. Take a quick, deep breath in through your nose from your belly and hold it. And now slowly release it, blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10 if you're able. Once more, in through your nose from your belly and hold it. Now slowly release it, blowing it out through your mouth to a count of 10. And try that 3 more times. In continued silent contemplation now, reflect on the first of 3 scripture readings from Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. We will start in the New International Version. Your Christian witness to the world was the theme of Paul's letter to the Philippians. He wants you to know and show God's joy in every situation. Listen now to his note to you. My dear friend in the faith, I know that your anxiety can creep in and gnaw at your soul, but hold on to Christ's teachings to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. What from the reading gave you any joy and hope? Well, listen once more for how your heart becomes transformed by this verse. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. What emotions rose to the surface? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to note your worries and surrendering to the Holy Spirit, transferring them into the care of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen to it from the New International Reader's Version. Always be joyful because you belong to the Lord. I will say it again, be joyful. Let everyone know how gentle you are, for the Lord is coming soon. And don't worry about anything. No matter what happens, tell God about everything. Ask and pray and give thanks to Him. Then God's peace will watch over your hearts and your minds. You will do this because you belong to Christ Jesus. God's peace can never be completely understood. What did you experience in this passage? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words permeate your soul even deeper, transforming your heart as you listen once again now from the Christian Standard Bible. Let your graciousness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. And don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is God now calling you to do? Well, let these reflections move you now, without effort, into a time of prayer with God. Prayer is an intimate moment with the one in the universe that knows you best. So for this next minute, surrender your cares to Him in prayer. While continuing in meditation, take a minute to rest in imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself relaxing in the presence of God. What anxious thoughts do you feel? Well, imagine them approaching you like a breeze through the tall grass. Don't run away from the approaching breeze. You will only strengthen it. But see it coming. Approaching you. Now feel it just wash over you and then past you. Notice you are still in His care. Be present with God as your anxieties are transferred to Him. For this next minute, be reminded that God's care is available now and here. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's transforming work in and around you, celebrating all that He can do through a heart newly transformed, living an authentic Christian life free from anxiety. And as you encounter the effects of your new heart, be aware of how God might use it to bring healing, joy, and peace to those around you. Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And may you live like Christ, walk by the Holy Spirit, and encounter Ishmael, the God who knows your fears and hears your prayers. And whether at dawn, dusk, or the moments in between, whisper, Heavenly Father, recenter my anxious thoughts back towards you. Amen.